Radio. It's a handoff to Nick Perry. He's going through the trenches, and he's having a tough work at it. Brought down by Keegan Valentine after a yard gain out to the 47-yard line. First or second down at 9 to go, 6:25 before halftime, tied at 6 apiece.
Yeah, Lakers defense not fooled there. Keegan Valentine reading the play well. It's almost like he's kind of the guy that's spying on Nick Perry. If Nick Perry gets the ball, no matter where he goes, it seems like Keegan Valentine's the first guy to hit him. And on that play, that's exactly what happened. For a very short gain, Nick Perry actually had to work hard just for that 1 yard.
Second down, 9 to go from the 47-yard line. Maroon jerseys, white pants, maroon helmets, white face masks for Sandon Cathrell at quarterback. The freshman rolling to his left, looking to pass, has to pump fake and let this fly. And here's another batted pass, and this actually completed by Cass City. Nick Perry brings it in, and he rumbles all the way down to the 40-yard line. A broken play, Nick Perry in the right spot, turns it in for a first down and into Laker territory.
Well, Lakers can't believe what just happened as they decide to draw play action. Lakers reads it. They get pressure on the freshman quarterback. He forces the football into what looked like tight coverage. A great job by the defensive line is to get their hands up, tip the football. But sometimes it's nice to have lady luck on your side, Clark. The ball flutters into the arms of Nick Perry, and he takes it upfield for a big first down.
Hand off to Brad Hacker. He's down to the 30-yard line, shedding tacklers along the way. Finally brought down at the 26-yard line by Travis Deering, the linebacker for Lakers. And move the chains yet again. Here come the Cass City Redhawks.
Sometimes that's all it takes is a broken play going for a first down that pumps, resurges energy into your offense. They go back to that running game that's been so reliable for them. They get another first down. And, by the way, Clark, we're in the second quarter. Ubley leads Marlette 32-0.
Wow. Wasted no time there. First and 10 for Cass City from the Laker 27. It's a handoff around the left end. Here comes Brad Hacker rumbling all the way down to the 10, being tackled forward all the way down inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line. And Brandon Wischlager is slow to give up, and he's brought down by Jacob Kretschmer for the Lakers. First and goal for Cass City. A big run for Brad Hacker. He has over 50 yards on the night. And it is going to be first and goal.
He's got almost 35 yards on his last two carries alone. But don't be surprised if Cass City runs the ball to the left yet one more time. They've been finding an opening there, and sure enough, they try it again.
Brad Hacker gets down to the 1 yard line this time. Brought down by number 54. That would be Cody Brownell of Lakers. Second down, goal to go. They are at the 1 yard line. Cass City starting to click here on offense.
Well, it's tough, Clark, because Cass City clearly a little bit bigger of a team, but you're seeing now whatever side Keegan Valentine is on, they're running away from him. Keegan Valentine moving over to the left side here now helps make the stop, but it may be a little too late here as Cass City knocking on the door.
It's a handoff to Brad Hacker going around the left end. He dives for the end zone. He is short. Down to about the half-yard line. Brought down by Brennan Wisner at the very last second. And it's now a third and goal to go inside the 1.
Yeah, number 4 actually was the one that made the initial hit at least to slow him down. But anyways, again, they have attacked the left side. Now that's 5 straight plays we've seen Cass City run to the left side. We have short down yardage, third down and goal to go from the half-yard line. And they got that extended eye formation.
Hand off to Brad Hacker. Lakers gets into the backfield and almost looks like a loss of maybe a half a yard. No signal yet from the officials.
Really?
The far official says touchdown. Touchdown, Cass City. Cass City strikes for the second time tonight at 3:37 left in the first half. It is now 12 for Cass City, 6 for the Lakers.
Well, I believe the running back there was it not Brad Hacker?
I believe so.
Miss that there? I'm not sure. Again, they had that extended eye formation, 3 running backs in a straight line, and they run an off-tackle run to the right, and they have just enough push and power to slide into the end zone. Cass City, as we know, no kicker here. They're going for 2.
T formation. Cathrell is under center. They hand off to their third back. Cathrell comes for himself on the far sideline. And he is brought down to the 10-yard line by Jacob Kretschmer. The two-point conversion is no good. It is Cass City 12, Lakers 6 with 3:37 left in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Cairo now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Carroll for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
To start this ball game, Lakers' first possession resulted in a fumble. The next three possessions resulted in punts and then a turnover of downs. Since that point, we've had three touchdowns in less than 4 minutes. 3:37 before halftime, it's suddenly Cass City 12, Lakers 6. Both teams responding after the one before them. T.J. Moore ready to kick it away for Cass City from their own 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. Deep back for the Lakers at his own 15-yard line. That would be number 7, Keegan Valentine. T.J. Moore kicks us down short at the 27-yard line and bounces out of bounds. This will be an illegal procedure, and Lakers will start out at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, it was more like a pooch kick. You're trying to kick it away from some of them excellent return men, Keegan Valentine, Hunter Seeley, just a couple to note. And as they try to kick it short, high, and away from them, so it lands softly, and it certainly does right about the 30-yard line, but it kicks straight left, hops out of bounds, and Lakers get nice field position to start this half. 3:36 left to go in the first half. Lakers on the road here, trails by 6. The perfect, ideal situation here for Lakers, though, Clark. Control the clock, make sure Cass City doesn't get another shot at it. However, they do still want to score a touchdown so that they can tie this game, maybe even take the lead. And just to fill you in here, looks like Lakers has opted to have them re-kick.
So they're bouncing, they're pushing them back to the 35-yard line to kick off. Illegal procedure, they can. There's two options there. You can take the 35 or have them kick again 5 yards deeper. T.J. Moore going to try his best again at this one. This one bounces out of bounds 5 yards before where it went out the previous time. So we're going to see what they choose to do this time. At this point, they could just continue marching down the field, and we could get to halftime with about a 10-yard field to work with.
Well, they took the 5-yard penalty and made him re-kick again. I don't see why they wouldn't do it again. And here's the reason. Most teams in this area don't have great kickers, so the further back they have to kick it off, the better chance that they kick one straight at a guy like Hunter Seeley, who gets a chance to maybe break one, and I think that's maybe what Lakers is thinking.
Dave Hanson, next time you bring that up, you need to start out your conversation and say, here's the kicker.
There is no kicker. Good point.
Yeah, 12-6, Cass City leading, as they're going to be kicking this off for the third time after that touchdown. So nice, they kicked it off twice.
I wish I had mulligans in golf. It's the same thing.
Now from the 30-yard line, they kick this one off. This one's going to stay inbounds. It gets brought into the 31-yard line by Lakers' Taylor Cady. He runs to the far sideline and spins his way up to the 40-yard line as number 27 for Kansas City, Kyle Schmotzer, on special teams, trips him up, spins him forward, and brings him down to the 40. First and 10 for the Lakers with a 60-yard field to work with, 3.5 before halftime.
Well, after all that, they start their drive at their own 40-yard line, 60 yards to pay dirt, 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
We've played a little over 20 minutes in this ball game. Lakers has only held the ball for 6 minutes and 17 seconds. Here they are with 3.5 before halftime. Brandon Wischler in motion to the near sideline. It's a sweep and pitch out to the right to Hunter Seeley. He's to the 40 and hits a defender at the 42-yard line, drags him out to the 44-yard line, brought down by Jared Nagel of Cass City after a 4-yard gain, second down, 6 to go.
Well, no surprise, as Lakers has found their success with sweeps and pitches to the outside extending that Cass City defense, showing off their speed. And the best way to do that, obviously, is to get outside the tackles and let your fast running backs like Hunter Sealy run. And on that play,